Title: Drop Color Breakdown for Warm Tape Style Grid in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's get into a proper jungle drop trick that feels old hardware without pretending it's 1993. This lesson is all about drop color breakdown, meaning we're going to make the drop hit harder by changing the color of the audio across the phrase. Not by rewriting patterns, not by stacking 10 more layers, but by crinting, resampling, and committing to a couple different bounces of the same core groove. The vibe we're chasing is warm tape style grit. Transient, slightly rounded, hats less spiky, the snare still cracking, and the whole break feeling like it got pushed through a sampler or a tape bounce. Control dirt, groove intact. Here's the big mindset shift. Instead of slapping saturation on the master, we're going to print key layers like drums and mid-bass into new audio, then mix the prints like stems. That's the color breakdown. Your drop evolves because the printing changes, not because the drums suddenly become a different song. First, quick session prep. So this is a workflow you can repeat forever. Group your drums into something like drums all. Inside that, you might have break, tops, kick, snare, whatever your setup is. Then group your bass into bass all, ideally with your sub separate from your mid layers. And I'm going to say this clearly because it's one of the most common mistakes. Keep your sub clean. Most of the tape character should live in the breaks and the mid-range, not in 40 to 80 Hz. Sub fuzz sounds exciting for about 12 seconds, and then it eats your headroom and turns your whole mix into flab. Optional but super useful. Set up two returns, one dub delay and one darker plate. Even if you barely use them, you'll want them later for printing tails. Now we build the main device chain, your tape bounce color rack. Put this on the drums all group. Name it something obvious like drop color, tape, because you want to find it fast later. Device 1 is EQ8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz, fairly steep, like 24 dB per octave. You're not removing bass punch, you're removing junk that saturators love to exaggerate. Then do a tiny dip in the boxy range if you need it, around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 1 to 2 dB. Don't overdo this. The point is to stop the break from turning into a cardboard tube once we drive it. Next is saturator, and this is your main tape-ish grit tool. Set it to soft clip mode. Turn soft clip on. Start with drive around plus 4.5 dB. And you'll likely land somewhere between plus 3 and plus 8 for your main version. The key move here is level matching. After you add drive, pull the output down so that when you bypass the saturator, it's not suddenly quieter or louder. If it's louder, you'll think it's better even if it's worse. We're not doing loudness, we're doing tone. After saturator, add drum bus. This is where you get that transient rounding and blue that screams printed. Set drive somewhere like 3 to 8. Keep crunch subtle, like 0 to 10%. Because you already did saturation. Then damp around 6 to 12 kHz to darken it like tape. Boom, usually off for jungle breaks. Unless you really want extra thump. And here's the magic. Transients negative, somewhere between minus 5 and minus 15 to start. That's the tape rounding feeling. If your snare stops snapping, you went too far. Next, glue compressor. Keep it gentle. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. We're not brickwalling breaks, we're just knitting them together. If you like the extra shave, turn on soft clip and glue as well, but again, keep your ears on the snare. Then finish with utility. This is for final trim and a little stereo discipline. Do your gain matching here so the rack is the same perceived loudness on and off. Wait somewhere like 90 to 110%, and be careful. Too wide sounds impressive but can get crunchy in mono fast. And if you want, use bass mono below about 120 Hz to keep the low end stable. That's especially helpful once you start printing and layering versions. Now, coaching note that will make your results way more tape and way less fizzy distortion. Give the chain headroom. Aim your drum bus peaks around minus 6 dBFS before it even hits the tape rack. Then add drive inside the chain and level match back out. Tape behavior likes room to breathe. Cool. Now we commit. This is where your drop color breakdown becomes real, because printed audio behaves differently in your brain and in your arrangement. You stop endlessly tweaking and you start producing. Create a new audio track called Print Drums Tape. You have two good ways to record it. The fastest is setting audio from to resampling. Arm the track and record 8 or 16 bars of the drop. If you do it this way, consider soloing drums also, you don't accidentally print bass, returns, or anything else you didn't mean to. The cleaner method is to set audio from to drums all, and choose post effects. That prints exactly what the drum group is doing after effects, but it won't accidentally include master stuff. Record the section, Then immediately clean it up, crop the clip, consolidate so it's tight, and rename it like DR Tape A 174 or whatever your BPM is. Be organized here. Once you have multiple prints, sloppy naming becomes pain. Now we make the second color. This is the classic jungle move. First half of the drop is punchier and cleaner, second half gets darker and nastier like the system is overheating. Duplicate your drop color, tape rack, or duplicate the whole device chain, and push it harder for the B section. On this dirtier version, try saturator drive more like +7 to +12 dB. Drum bus transients further negative, like -10 to -25. Then on EQ8, do a gentle high shelf down maybe 1 to 3 dB around 8 to 10 kHz. That top roll off is huge for tape realism. Bright distortion sounds modern. Darker distortion sounds like it was printed. Optional, but spicy if you do it subtly. Add redux after the dirt. Extremely light, keep bit reduction basically off, but reduce sample rate to around 18 to 28 kHz, and keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 15%. You're not trying to destroy the loop, you're trying to imply it got resampled through something a little cheaper than your DAW. Now record again to a new audio track, print, drums dirt. At this point you can do the straightforward arrangement, bars 1 to 8 use print, drums tape, bars 9 to 16 switch to print, drums dirt. Instantly, your drop evolves without writing a new pattern. But here's an advanced detail that separates switching from energy curve. Don't always hard switch. Sometimes crossfade over one or two bars so it feels like the system heats up. You can do that with track volume automation or even clip gain envelopes. The listener shouldn't think preset change. They should think pressure rising. One more coaching note. Keep phase relationships consistent between A and B prints. If your two racks have different latency behavior, or you change devices rather than just changing drive and thresholds, crossfading between them can smear the low mids and make the break feel hollow. The safest method is, keep the same device list in both. Only change the drive, threshold, transients, and EQ amounts. Now let's apply the same concept to bass, but we're going to do it intelligently. Tape mid-range growl, sub stay safe. Bullet your bass into SUB and MID bass, or make sure that's how your grouping behaves. SUB stays clean, minimal processing. MID bass is where you do the printed vibe. On mid bass, start with a EQ8 high pass around 90 to 120 Hz so you're not saturating low end. Then saturator, soft clip, drive +2 to +6 dB. Then add amp, stock Ableton, and yes, it's underrated. Try clean or blues, gain around 2 to 5. If it muddies, pull bass down slightly in the amp tone controls, and if you want movement, add auto filter with a low pass and a tiny envelope amount, plus subtle drive. Now resample just the MID bass into a track called print, mid-bass tape. Blend it with your clean SUB. This locks your bass tone, makes mixing faster, and it keeps the low end stable while your mids get that chewy texture. At this stage, you've got your core prints. Now we add the old school sauce, edits. Jungle energy is often micro edits, not new sounds. On your printed drum clips, a tiny clip fades at edits, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. Slice a 1 beat fill and pitch it down slightly, -2 to -5 semitones, on a single hit or fill moment can sound instantly hardware. And for a tape drag moment, automate clip transpose right at the end of bar 8. A quick downward dip that snaps back at the start of the next phrase. Don't overuse it. One good tape drag in the right place sounds classic. Want a pre-drop trick? Print a reverb or delay tail. Put a dark plate on a return. Then resample a moment where the break hits into that reverb. Print the tail. Band limit it so it doesn't mess with the sub or the air. Reverse it if you want. And feed it into the downbeat. It's that old suckin' feeling without needing a bunch of risers. Now let's keep it loud without killing the break. On each printed track, add a limiter very gently. Ceiling around -0.8 dB. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of reduction max. Or use glue compressor with soft clip if you prefer that character. But the real rule is, level match your prints. If the dirt print is louder, you'll always pick it, even if it's actually worse. Match loudness first, then judge tone and groove. Also, print at unity and mix the print. Meaning, keep the printed clip gain at 0 dB. Do your balancing with the track fader. This keeps your comparisons honest and avoids the classic, why is this version mysteriously louder after consolidation problem? One more advanced routing tip. If you're doing automation on the drum group fader or sends and you want that baked into the print, choose audio from drums all and set it to post mixer when recording. If you want a neutral stem for later mix decisions, stick with post FX. Now, A few pro-level variations you can try once the basic workflow feels solid. Dual-stage resampling, the two-pass bounce. First pass is your tape warmth, mild saturation and gentle rounding. Second pass, take that printed audio and do a lighter second pass with a tiny bit of redux and a tiny top roll-off. Density increases without the obvious single-pass overdrive sound, or a parallel top-only tape layer. Process only above, say, 4 to 6 kHz with saturation, and blend it under the main print. That gives papery hats and air texture while the snare body stays sharp, or sidechain the dirt, not the clean. Put your heaviest crunch on a parallel print, then sidechain compress that dirty layer from the clean drums. Fast attack, medium release. The clean print defines punch, the dirt fills the gaps. This is ridiculously effective on busy amen patterns.